This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a $95 billion foreign aid bill on Saturday. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
The vote was Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson's first major test, leading his party's razor-thin majority.
I've said it very simply. I'll say it once again. It's an old military adage, but we would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops. And I think this is an important moment, an important opportunity to make that decision. We allowed the House to do that, and I expect the Senate will make the same decision.
Johnson secured the necessary votes only by reaching across the aisle for help from House Democrats. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Congressional leaders pushed aside opposition from hard-right conservatives to complete the bill in a rare Saturday session. AP reporter Stephen Groves says Speaker Mike Johnson put his job on the line and relied on Democratic support.
It faced very strong resistance from conservative Republicans who don't want to send any more funding to Ukraine. So that really forced House Speaker Mike Johnson to work with Democrats practically every step of the way to push this to the House floor and then to get it passed.
AP reporter Stephen Groves. Ukraine's military said on Sunday it had struck and damaged a long-serving Russian rescue vessel in the headquarters in occupied Crimea of Moscow's Black Sea Fleet. A Navy spokesperson said the vessel had been hit on Sunday morning and it was, quote, clear that the ship is no longer in a state to carry out assignments. A post on the Ukrainian Armed Forces Telegram channel says the ship was one of the oldest operated by the Russian Navy and had been launched in 1913. This is VOA News. More homes are flooded in the Russian region bordering Kazakhstan and other areas. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In the Kurgan and Tuymen areas of Russia, drone footage from Russian TV showed vast areas of houses submerged in water to their roofs. Russian authorities said some 20,000 people had been evacuated between the two areas. Rescue crews attempted to stop further flooding by throwing sandbags along the riverbank. In Russia's Orenburg region, thousands of people were also evacuated following the collapse of a dam on the Ural River last week. Experts cited multiple possible causes of the floods. They say large snow reserves in the area have been melting. I'm Karen Chamas.
Armed gangs launched fresh attacks on part of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, ahead of the installation of a transitional council set to usher in a new government, local media said on Sunday, reporting arson and heavy gunfire in the city center. The lower Delmas area is turning into a battlefield between police and armed gangs, Radio Telegalaxy said on X, saying loud blasts were heard as far as the neighborhood city hall, as well as automatic gunfire near the National Police. Two voice recordings circulated on social media, which users attributed to gang leader Jimmy Barbecue Cherizier, apparently ordering his soldiers to burn houses down in Lower Delmas, an impoverished part of the capital where he grew up. Opening statements are expected on Monday in former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Among the prosecution witnesses, a porn star, a Playboy model, a tabloid publisher, and Trump's former fixer turned foe, Michael Cohen. He went to prison after pleading guilty to campaign finance violations relating to the hush money arrangements. Cohen paid porn star Stormy Daniels $130,000 to keep quiet about what she says was a sexual encounter with Trump years earlier. The former president denies having sex with her and denies charges of falsifying business records to keep stories about his sex life secret. Trump calls the case a political witch hunt to hurt his campaign. Julie Walker, New York.
Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro on Sunday rallied thousands of supporters in Rio de Janeiro in a bid to raise his political capital after losing a bid for re-election to leftist Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in October 2022 and facing allegations of involvement in a coup. Images shared on social media and broadcast by the media showed a large crowd of Bolsonaro supporters, many wearing Brazilian football jerseys. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.